sees my comforter.
The following worship service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, on Sunday, January 29, 2017, with Reverend Jimmy Krishan.
Good morning, church. Greetings, grace, and peace in the name of our Lord, Savior, our Christ Jesus. A rough wooden cross, kind of blocking your way. Remember that. It's just sitting there, right? Blocking the way. I saw somebody didn't see it, and they were going, whoo, you know, they were doing that ninja thing, kind of getting down and low and going under the beam of the cross, and somebody stopped and just kind of looked at it, and I think somebody thought it was a new coat rack, too. I saw them, you know, getting ready to disrobe there. So then let us know that today is indeed the day the Lord has made. The sun is bright, the snow is white, and so are our lives with Christ Jesus in them. For our sins, though they be as scarlet, when repented and covered in the blood of Christ, they become as white as snow. Carrie has reminded me that not only does the snow cover that which was there, as does the blood of Jesus, but it changes the landscape. And with Christ in our lives, it changes us. The way we see things, and often the way we're seen. So truly today is the day the Lord has made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, thank you for an opportunity to come to worship and praise you. Thank you this morning for your love, your grace, and mercy. And let us hear the words that you are spirit, therefore we worship you in spirit and in truth. As we continue to worship together now, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we do pray. Amen.
See you.
and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. And it's found on page 926 in the Pew Bible. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, for God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Explain, he was just
To the point. The cross. The message of the cross. Sometimes it's inconvenient and in the way. People can say it didn't happen, it don't exist, and never did. But that don't change the fact that it did. They can say it's a nice story. They can say it's a fantasy. They can agree with Karl Marx and say that religion is the opium of the masses. They can argue with the other philosophical themes is it's all a figment of our imagination. And for those who need a religion, they find themselves to be of weak mind. We can borrow a Western ideology that still sort of exists today. Church is for women and children, not real men. Something the girls do. The choice is still there today. To some, even to the Jew today, Paul is still right. They can't accept that the Messiah came and died on a cross. And the Greeks, they still look for wisdom of rhetoric and logic. They still look for a sign. They still look for a scientific explanation for everything. I had a science professor back in the dark ages when I was doing my first degree, and he was very matter of fact with his scientific stuff, and you had to know the periodic tables and the formulas and everything. Everything had to be exact and correct, and he was very exacting, and I had an occasion to have a conversation with him, and we were getting pigs, little piglets ready for class, and I volunteered. Nobody else would help. I don't mind dipping them out of formaldehyde. It don't bother me any. You know, it's just the way it is. It has to be done. And we're getting everything ready, setting up to give me a chance to talk to him. And I'm a believer. At that time, I was not really a pastor, sort of, anyway, thinking about it, going through it. And I asked him, I said, what about Jesus? What do you think about Jesus? And he turned around and looked at me. But I didn't have 12 eyes and 6 heads. And he plopped a pig in a tray. He said, what do I think of Jesus? the more I find out about science, the more I know there is a God. He said, the more I learn about the created order, the more I know it couldn't have been happenstance. He said, and what do I think about Jesus? And he began to cry. He said, he's my Savior. I said, but it don't go with science too good, does it? He said, it isn't about science. It's about salvation. This man was teaching in a little community college and had more stuff that followed his name than you could think of. He was absolutely one of the best teachers I had been in the presence of. Because he knew that to get the subject, he had to have passion in teaching it. But he also had to be sure that you dotted the I's and crossed the T's with the foundation to understand the wisdom. Amidst his wisdom, and because of his wisdom, because of his learnedness, he came to find God affirmed for him. And you know what? I find that a lot now. That the more people delve into this idea of, folks, I'm just going to have to tell you, this is a personal, and you can do what you want to with it. I think the Big Bang Theory is blown up. I've blowed up stuff. It don't construct much. You know, it don't put things together very well. I've noticed that, you know, it's just all about taking it apart. Not, you know, I think I go kaboom and then everything comes. You know, I think that takes more faith than believing in God, the Creator, to be honest with you. I think that's a stretch. But man's wisdom, we've come to rely on it, though, haven't we? We put large stock in those lines of P's and D's and C's and M's and all those things. And we've come to put stock in all of the stuff that's around us. We've come to put stock in technology, and we've come to put stock in the medical sciences and the new microscopes and the new view of the atom and the new this and the new that. But you know what? We come to find out something that we don't have all the answers. And we have come into a time when we come into what we call postmodernity. We used to think that all of that would solve the world's problems. But we have arrived today and we woke up and said, oops, it didn't hardly work out the way we had it planned. All of our wisdom, all of our planning is like a Band-Aid on a carotid artery bleed. It don't work. It only slows things down. It don't fix the problem. You see, the problem is, every one of us are intelligent, aren't we? I think so. Every one of us has some wisdom, right? We didn't get here by accident. We had to make some decisions to get here. We had to make some planning to get here. There was stuff that went on to get us here. We know, how many of you know some really smart people in your life? I didn't say smart Alex. Well, maybe we know those too. But how many of you know some really intelligent people, well-educated, well-rounded? How many of you have somebody that when you're struggling with stuff, you kind of bump ideas off of? Have you ever been to the point that you didn't have anybody you could talk to about what you're going through? Uh-oh. It got quiet. Have you ever been to the intersection and you didn't know which way to go? Have you ever been so down that there was almost no light to see by? Have you ever struggled with a moral dilemma to which society says one thing and God says another. Have you ever been into a situation where you just wish there was something, someone, that could get you out, help you up, and lift you along the way? You see, the wisdom of God beats man's on its worst day. Because no matter what we do, everything we do is temporal and temporary. Every resource that we have at our disposal, earthly speaking, is temporary. But we as Christians, those to whom the cross is not foolishness, and the message about the cross is that Christ came and died and lived again, that we may have that relationship with God. The resource that we can tap as Christians is the wisdom of God that surpasses anything humanity can find, because God knows the future. God knows that whatever you're going through right now has a purpose. God knows that whatever trial, tribulation, joy, and triumph that you're experiencing right now has a future purpose. Well, Pastor, what if I make a mistake? God doesn't abandon you. What if I don't go the right way? God's still with you. Isn't that wonderful? But God is gracious, for He is preparing the way for you if you'll go with Him. How many of you have house guests from time to time? Well, as a host, do you not prepare things? You at least clean up the bathroom, right? And you at least sniff the towels that's been in the closet for a while. And you find that box of soap that hasn't been opened, right? You don't leave the used Harry soap in the bathroom, do you? You don't do that, do you? You don't leave the shampoo bottle with the gunk all around the lid. We're real here, right? You know? You go and you at least look in the room and be sure they're not going to get hurt when they go in there. You know? We have to go check and see if there's not a Nerf gun stuck somewhere, or a hockey stick planted somewhere, or some other thing. Saturday morning cleanup at my house, and I vacuum. I sit down watching the news, and I'm looking around, you know, commercials. Have you noticed how much commercials are on the news channels? I'm trying to figure out, am I watching the news or Commercialville? So I'm sitting there watching that, and I'm actually having a little snack watching the TV, and I see Nerf darts. I see a whole line of Hot Wheels cars over under. I'm thinking, what else is in here? And look, and there's just little people. Little boys are little boys. So you know how to be gracious, don't you? Well, if we know how to do that for someone in our life, what do you think God's doing for us? What do you think God's willing to do for us? We should start with God, not end up there. We should begin the day with God. For in God is wisdom. Solomon writes the book of Ecclesiastes. I encourage you to read it. And he said, all of everything is chasing after the wind. Foolishness. Read Proverbs. Man, just read them. The word wisdom is boom, 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 and it's in God. Folks, I am reasonably intelligent. I mean, I know how to get in and out of the rain. You know, most of the time, if I can find someplace. I know you don't go stand on top of a mountain during an electrical storm and hold a steel rod up, you know, and barefooted in a bucket of water. You know, I know you don't do those things. You know, Forrest Mama was right, stupid is and stupid does. But the best day I've ever had and the brightest moment of my life is not even a glimmer to the wisdom of God. Any time and any situation that you're in, God's with you if you believe in Jesus. You're never alone. Even when we make mistakes, even when we don't go the right way, when we make the wrong decisions, God is with us. And in that song, it said you can't keep a good man down. With God with you, you can't keep a good Christian down. For if God is with you, who can be against you? And greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. Does that mean no problems? Nope. Does that mean a bed of roses? Sure. But remember, they have thorns. But it means God with us. I don't know about you, but I need to trust in his wisdom more in my life. I need to seek his wisdom and his will more, and I need to trust him. The hardest but the best verse in the whole Bible is Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for those that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. There is in God's economy no trial and no tribulation, no joy and no triumph that isn't without its value in the hands of God. So wherever you are this morning, turn to God. Whether you're on a mountaintop or a valley low or somewhere in between, know God with you. If you're facing indecision and difficult situations, know God is with you. Don't worry about those who say it's foolish. Don't worry about those who say it's the opium of the masses. Don't worry about those, because that's the secret. It's in the humility that we find strength. The alcoholic only finds a hope of sobriety when they say, "I am an alcoholic." The drug addict only finds a hope of kicking the habit when they say, "I am a drug addict." The person who is fighting depression only finds avenues of light once they begin to say, "I have depression." It's through truth that we begin to heal. It's when we're weak that we can be strong. It's when we admit that we're a sinner in need of a Savior. It's when we accept Christ. That's the wisdom of it. To be strong, you have to be weak. To grow in strength, you have to depend on Him. My strongest day has probably gone. The day of my youth has went away a few winters ago. The intelligence my mind used to once have seems to not be as steady as it once was. Don't you laugh at me. I bet some of you haven't go out of a room and don't know whether you were coming or going. Do you know what's really bad? Be on a set of steps halfway up and don't know whether you were going up or down. How many of you have left the room, couldn't think of something, and went back to see if it was there so you could remember? You kind of backstep and go, "Oh, I had that thought. It's still in here somewhere because it didn't go out that door." Yeah, that's right. God don't have those days. But we do. You see, we gain strength when we're able to put our arm around God and let His arm around us. And church, we gain strength when we're able to put our arm around each other. When sometimes our arm is on the shoulder to gain strength, and sometimes it's around the waist to hold up. We gain strength when we are weak by trusting in God and trusting in the people God puts in our life to give us strength and to hold us up. We're not in this journey alone, and if you are in this journey alone, you're missing the purpose that God has called us into community. Well, sure, I don't need to go to church to be a Christian. No, but you need to go to church to be part of Christians and to give and to share and to be part of that support system, to see your family, your brothers and sisters. How many of you like to go to family reunions? It, I saw it. Some of them I'm not glad to see either. You know, and sometimes you go and you see how it divides, don't you? You know, there's Uncle So-and-so. Maybe he won't see me. Or maybe you go hang out with Uncle So-and-so so Aunt So-and-so won't bother you. You need to think about this. You need to think this through. There's more wisdom in this than you think. And when you see the potato salad, you know it might have been out too long. We won't try that one. But as Christians, there are a few things we should want. Number one, communion with God that gives us wisdom. Two, a study and knowledge of His Word, a daily reading of it, and a time of prayer with God. And the fourth thing is Christian fellowship. Christian fellowship. The sharing and the lifting up, the leaning on, and the giving strength. To find encouragement here in a place called sanctuary. So that when we go out there, we know we're not alone. That my brothers and sisters are praying for me. You know, I've been having you do that almost every Sunday, haven't I? To find somebody to pray for that week. The wisdom of God on His worst day is better than all of humanity's best day. And that is a resource that you have. God's wisdom or man's wisdom. You pick. Amen. Pastor, you've kind of left me. Oh, I don't know which way to go. Yeah, you do. Go with God. It's a winner every time. I like to bet on a sure thing. If I were ever betting again, I'd have to go with God. The schemes of the world are band-aids on an arterial bleed. The schemes of the world have agendas attached to them. They have fallacies and weaknesses, shortcomings, and temporary fixes. Let's trust God in the big things and in the little things. Let's trust Him for peace in our decisions. Let's trust Him for strength in the life we're living. Let us trust Him for wisdom in sharing His love. Let us trust in Him for the life we live, the gifts we have, and the way He calls us to share them. Pastor, I'm struggling with stuff in my life today, and I just need to trust God more, but I struggle with that. Pray for me this week. If that be you, just slip your hand up. Amen. Amen. Pastor, I've got some issues in my life right now, and there are decisions I've got to make, and there's changes coming. God, I just want them to be the right thing, and I want them to be God's will, and I want them to be for the future. Pray for me, Pastor, as these things are happening. Pastor, I'm going to pray for my brothers and sisters this week. I may not know their name, but I know what they look like, sort of. I'll lift them up when I think of them this week. If you'll do that, lift a hand. Pastor, just pray for me this week. I got some concerns and problems going on, just special needs. Pray for me. Slip your hand up. Amen. Our gracious and loving God, may You hear our heart and prayers today. And may we trust in You, the wisdom of the ages, of the past, the present, and the future. Father, irregardless of what the world may choose, may we choose You in Christ Jesus. May we choose Your wisdom in all that we do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Be Thou my wisdom, and Thou my true word. I ever with Thee, and Thou with me, Lord. Thou and Thou only first in my heart. Great God of
extend prayer, but we extend a touch to lift up and to encourage, to be that strength and to be that tangible point of contact that is our Christian faith and God at work in us and through us. As not only are we called to pray for one another, but to be there for one another, to touch each other's lives and to lift each other up, to be encouragers, not to tear down and to be negative nails, but to encourage in truth and love. Remember to whom you are coveting to pray for this week, to pray for them and lift them up daily. And may we go to know God with us, God in us. May we go to choose to go with the wisdom of God, not the temporal, but the eternal. And may truly the grace and peace of God go with you, bless you, and keep you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. If you would like more information about our church, please email us at rsfumc@hotmail.com. Our mailing address is 1515 Edgar Street, Rock Springs, Wyoming, 82901. Our phone number is 307-362-5334. Audio copies of this message are also available online at www.rockspringsumc.org. Times for worship and other activities are also available on our website. Please feel free to share this CD with others, or if you need additional copies, contact us by phone or email.